Life in Liverpool amidst the biggest fall in living standards on record. These full-time working mothers share their stories.
Cost of living crisis.
Yeah.
What would that mean to you?
It's an absolute nightmare. It's ridiculous, especially when you work. You're striving to do better. As I said, I'm working myself. I do whatever hours I can while the kids are at school because I couldn't even afford childcare.
Before the current cost of living crisis, worsened by Brexit, the pandemic and war in Ukraine, many people were just about managing. But soaring inflation, energy costs, food prices and wage stagnation have left working people reeling. This is what it means to live in a poverty trap.
Cost of living for me is just a struggle constantly. You're choosing between, as yourself said, like gas and electric. At the end of the day, if I didn't work that month, we're pretty much going to starve.
According to new research by the charity Action for Children, almost 2 million children in the UK could be trapped in poverty and hardship because at least one parent faces a barrier to working or taking on extra work. And some 440,000 children are in poverty despite at least one parent working full time. Of that number, 250,000 are in poverty despite living in a household with two parents where both are in full time employment.
Like all traps, the more people are forced to struggle, holding down multiple low-paid jobs 24/7, or perhaps they can't work because they're full-time carers, the more painful, the more challenging life becomes. And charities argue that the best way out of this trap is to provide more money for children in need and to lift the current cap on social benefits.
What we need the government to do is to say, we acknowledge that people face barriers to taking on additional work, and we need to try and break down those barriers. Sometimes that might be higher pay. Sometimes it might be supporting people into work where they are able. But sometimes it's saying we acknowledge you can't work as much as it would take to lift you out of poverty. And we need adequate social security benefits.
The International Monetary Fund predicts the UK will be the only advanced economy in the world to contract this year. Recession is on the horizon. And the government's response is a new era of financial austerity and public spending cuts. The more people need help, the less is seemingly on offer. And for these working mothers, the government's message that work always pays seems a little more than a myth.
With the job that I do, I should be able to afford and enjoy a good life, but at the minute, we're not.
Are you proud of what you do?
I'm doing my best.
Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Liverpool.